Number 5.
Hi, Craig. How are preparations coming along with the play you're directing?
To be honest, I'm terrified. But I feel this way before every show opens.
Have there been any problems?
Well, there have been a couple of arguments over who should play which role, but nothing major.
At least it sounds like they're committed. How are things on the technical end?
They're good, despite the sets being a bit complicated. My support staff has it under control.
I'm sure it'll be a huge success.
Question: What is one thing we learn about the play?
Number 6.
Lindsay, you still haven't given me the budget numbers I asked you for. What's going on?
Sorry. The department head still hasn't checked them. They've been sitting on her desk for a few days, but she's been snowed under this week.
So it's your manager that's the bottleneck? You should have let someone know.
I didn't want to get her into trouble.
Well, loyalty is nice and all, but consider this. If this puts the other departments behind schedule, they're going to blame you.
I see your point.
Question: What does the man say the woman should have done?
Number 7.
Did you read that article I sent you about the new medicines they've extracted from ocean creatures?
Yeah. I know scientists have been getting new pharmaceuticals from nature for years, but this is the first time I've heard of them looking to marine environments.
It's not surprising that it took so long. They say we know more about the moon than about the ocean.
There are so many different oceanic species. There must be lots of useful chemicals waiting to be discovered.
I imagine it'll be a while before any new drugs pass the required testing, though.
Question: What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 8.
So, Jim, did your daughter choose which university to attend for her year abroad in Spain?
She's still deciding between a big one in Madrid and a small rural school that specializes in her major.
What are your thoughts?
I told her to choose the one that best suits her academic interests.
I can sympathize with her indecision, though. Small town life would be a big change for her.
But why study abroad if not to throw yourself into a completely new environment?
I get that, but I'm not the one you need to persuade.
Question: What does the man think about his daughter?